Summit County Economic Development Director Jeff Jones said the Economic Advisory Board was formed last summer. It was enabled by the recently passed SB 95, creating a rural county grant program to help business. A 9-member board was formed, including Francis Mayor Byron Ames and Camas Mayor Matt McCormick. They have met almost monthly to dispense the grants. Jones said the planned grant amount was originally $200,000, but it was cut back to $95,000 due to COVID. From there, about $47,500 was allocated to each side of the county. He said the funding on the west side was aimed largely at the food service sector during colder months.
We called that grant the Outdoor Hospitality Grant, and the purpose of that grant program was to assist businesses that say we're expanding infrastructure like outside of the footprint, like for tents and things, in order to increase the amount of spacing or to accommodate, say, the accommodation and food service sector, or to assist the arts, entertainment, recreation sector.
The grants for the east side were a little different.
As we move into winter, they slow down. Their big time is during the summer. We're a little more flexible with a small business grant on the east side. It was targeted to companies that were adding new employees that were either in full-time, part-time, contract labor, but also for business retention as well.
For the coming year, Jones said they're going to update their economic development strategy. They will be sending out surveys to residents and businesses asking about the county's strengths, weaknesses, and possible next moves. Some residents might say Summit County doesn't need further development given the numbers attracted here during the pandemic. However, Jones said there have been some troubling numbers.
You know, coming through the pandemic, we're down about 4,000 jobs from our 2019 level. We lost, coming through the pandemic, 3.1% of the county's gross regional product. And so there may be some ways in which we can grow not just for the more, but that we can grow also for the better.
And he said affordable housing is still an issue.
Those that were in the lower wage earners suffered a lot more job losses than those that were high wage earners or middle income earners. And so the need for affordable housing is probably still there. We also have a significant share of existing residents that are still paying more than the targeted 30% of their gross income for housing. Yeah. And so the burden of housing is still present.
County Economic Development Director Jeff Jones, who added they're applying for another rural county grant later this spring. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.